Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
City officials and advocates demand an end to Mayor Adams' migrant shelter limits. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for light rain in New York City with a high near 39 and a low near 31. Before today's top story, financially strapped New York City residents could have their medical debt paid off in full under a new program unveiled Monday by Mayor Adams, who said the initiative will clear away a total of $2 billion of medical debt for hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers. Medical debt impacts so many New Yorkers, Adams said during his announcement in the City Hall Rotunda. After your care, the last thing you should be worried about is being handed a bill that is beyond your ability to pay. To accomplish the goal of helping alleviate the burden on an estimated 500,000 people, the city is partnering with the nonprofit RIP Medical Debt, which will receive $18 million in city funding to pay down $2 billion in unpaid hospital bills. Adams said the effort will unfold over the next 3 years. And a prominent Manhattan doctor who serves on the city's Board of Health and owns a company with municipal business dealings gave a combined $10,000 to Mayor Adams' legal defense trust with his wife last fall, the Daily News has learned. The late November contributions from Angelo and Svetlana Acquista contrast sharply with city rules restricting who can legally give money to the trust, which Adams launched to cover lawyer fees he's incurring from an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. Under the rules, which are enforced by the Conflicts of Interest Board, individuals engaged in business with the city are prohibited from donating any money to Adams Defense Trust. The rules also bar spouses of any individuals with municipal business dealings from giving to it. Still, Adams Trust accepted a $5,000 donation from Angelo Acquista on November 28th, the maximum amount allowed by law, and another $5,000 from Svetlana Acquista the next day, according to the Trust's first public disclosure released this month. The Acquista's donations rolled in even though the trust paid the Artis Group, a private detective firm, $18,664 to do vetting and investigative services to ensure the legality of all contributions, the disclosure revealed. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Dozens of city council members and advocates called on Mayor Adams Monday to halt shelter stay limits for migrant families, with Speaker Adrian Adams slamming the policy as counterproductive and cruel. The negative effects will ripple throughout our communities and schools, she said at a rally outside a Midtown church. At least 4,800 families have received eviction notices so far. The 60-day notices started going out late last year, with the first families getting the boot on January 9th. As the policy gains momentum, around 100 families are expected to be required to leave their shelters every day. Venezuela asylum seeker Reina Alvarez and her four children, including three-year-old son Matias, recently had to move from Queens to Manhattan under the policy. Mayor Adams has maintained that the policy is a necessary move to free up space in the city's strained shelter system and encourage migrants to move out on their own. But the policy has received intense backlash. Monday's rally was just the latest in a string of calls for the mayor to reverse it. The policy is currently under investigation by City Controller Brad Lander. Councilmember Diana Ayala had strong words for the policy. "Our mayor is a slumlord," she said. Advocates and elected officials have raised concerns from the moment the first notices went out about families' well-being, education, and ability to build a new life in New York as they're subjected to frequent moves. Single adults are also subject to a similar policy limiting their stays to 30 days in a shelter. When their stays are up, they must reapply for shelter at an East Village site where, for weeks, lines have stretched around the block as migrants wait as long as a week to get a new bed. Alvarez, 36 years old, a single mother, arrived in New York 5 months ago. Her kids are scattered across three schools, and it's a full-time job just taking care of them and navigating the city's complicated bureaucracy as she gathers her paperwork for asylum and work permits. Mayor Adams has repeatedly said the influx of thousands of migrants from the southern border is the worst crisis the city is currently facing, and recently credited a much rosier budget prediction in part on cost savings from the shelter limits. During a previous budget announcement in November, also when the first family shelter stay notices started going out, Adams announced that he wanted to slash migrant spending by 20%. Citing the migrant crisis, the mayor announced a requirement for every city agency to cut budgets by 5% on top of other cuts. Ayala acknowledged a new policy from the Adams administration that gives pregnant migrants in their third trimester and women with newborn babies a break from shelter evictions until their babies are 6 months old, as first reported by the city. But that's not enough, Ayala said. Moving from shelter to shelter in a still unfamiliar city with young children and all their belongings in tow is an enormous burden for these families, she said. What is the goal here other than to break down the moral character of these folks? She asked. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.